It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out why UW Oshkosh was selected as one of the most sustainable campuses in the nation.
First, we're focusing on the latest news out of Rowan County, Kentucky. Yesterday, County Clerk Kim Davis was jailed for refusing to provide marriage licenses to same-sex couples on the grounds of religious liberty.
And this morning, a deputy clerk for the county issued its first marriage license to a same-sex couple.
Kim Davis's trial and the issue of a marriage license today brought out supporters and protesters on both sides. Some presidential candidates even sounded off on the issue.
We're joined now by Kimmy King, WPR's legal correspondent, to discuss how these developments will affect the debate over religious liberty and marriage equality. Kimmy, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be back. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. Well, let's dive into here. The arguments over religious liberty and same-sex marriage have been playing out over the last few months. We've talked about it a little bit with you. Where does this Kentucky case fit into all of that?
It goes where all of the issues associated with any of our hot-button topic issues go, and that is to the court of public opinion and to the courts, which ultimately have the last word. We're going to continue debating this, actually. Remember, after the decisions regarding interracial marriage back in 1967, it was almost 3 years in some parts of the United States where clerks were finally beginning to be challenged for issuing licenses. So, and then it was even into 1984 before interracial couples were, you could still be discriminated against as an interracial couple to adopt children. So the litigation is going to continue because once the court decided in Obergefell versus Hodges, which is the decision which found in favor of marriage equality, it has continued to further the debate that we as a country are having about how we should deal with this issue.
And this religious liberty issue has come up a lot. One difference here, a lot of what we've talked about in the past is a private business. Does it have the right or not to discriminate based on religious objections to same-sex marriage? This is a public employee we're talking about. Is that a different wrinkle and maybe something that will be approached in a different way in the courts of public opinion and of law?
Yes, it's very different in that sense from the Hobby Lobby case, which is the case that said that corporations can have religious beliefs, and that as a result of those religious beliefs, if they don't want to pay for contraception that they see as abortion, then they don't have to pay for that. This is very different. This is much more likened to the case of school districts not wanting to admit black children after Brown versus Board of Education. Clerks who didn't want to issue marriage certificates to interracial couples. If something is a law, as a government employee, you have to comply with the law. And that's part of the reason why the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, along with the U.S. Supreme Court, have denied overturning that judge's decision, which held her in contempt.
Now, in this particular case with Kim Davis, the clerk in Kentucky, she's in jail now, which neither side say they wanted. She didn't want to be there. The people who wanted to get their marriage licenses said, well, maybe a fine, but not jail. Is this a surprise to you that this contempt of court case ended up in jail here?
It's a little unusual, but remember that frequently in cases when you appear before a judge, if you don't answer questions, he or she can hold you in contempt right there. A contempt citation is really one of the biggest tools, the toughest tool that a judge has in order to get someone to comply. The reasoning behind what the judge did, even though the parties did not ask for this and they've indicated that they don't necessarily want this, is because he felt that a fine would not serve the purpose of having the law be complied with. And since she had stated that under no circumstances would she comply, he made the decision that we're just going to go ahead and jail you then, force this issue, because we have clerks across the country that are raising this issue. Ken Paxton, down here in Texas, our chief legal officer as attorney general, has encouraged clerks not to give same-sex marriage licenses. So far, we haven't had a showdown. I mean, part of why the showdown happened for Kim Davis is that the couple sued her and it forced the issue. What's happening right now quite frequently is that gay couples are going to, the only way to put this is to say gay-friendly county to get their certificates. And so clerks that are saying they're not going to issue them, couples are staying away from those counties because they just want to get married.
Talking to Kimmy King from the University of North Texas, looking at this case, the clerk in Kentucky declined to grant any marriage certificates, actually citing religious objections to same-sex marriage, talking about where that's going to go. Is this going to be seen, Kimmy, as a test case by one or even both sides that they want to get into the court to clarify, to get some answers?
I think in part, but I'm not sure that this is the case that conservatives want to push. In part because it's a government employee who was elected by the people, that makes it complicated. So she can't even be fired by the Kentucky legislature, but she can be impeached. That makes it an additional complication. But this one is a little bit easier legally because imagine any government employee refusing for some moral grounds to carry out something that was supposed to be part of their job. This is, in essence, I will continue to say this, the clash of the constitutional titans. You have on the one hand religious liberty and people's moral convictions, which whenever government wants to interfere with them, they have to show a compelling government interest. That's a really good reason, which you might be able to do that because the other constitutional titan is the right to marry. There's a fundamental right to marry. And so what will happen then is that government may try to make the case that if you can carry out and protect the interest by using the least restrictive means, that's how I think this issue will be sidestepped. Because a court will find that you can have clerks who are not morally opposed to the law issuing the license. So I'm not sure that this is the test case. I think a better test case might be something like a baker who doesn't want to make a wedding cake for a GLBT couple for their wedding, simply because now you're more in line with the Hobby Lobby decision, which allows those religious beliefs to be held more closely. They're more dear.
I want to give a listen to Kim Davis's lawyer talking about the judge's decision to jail her, put her in jail for contempt.
Yeah. For the first time in history, an American citizen has been incarcerated for having the belief of conscience that marriage is the union of one man and one woman.
And that's one side of the argument, that she's jailed for her belief here. The other side, I guess, is jailed for refusing a judge's order and to do what the judge says is part of her job. But do you see that argument being pursued going forward, that this is someone who's being punished over her decision based on conscience?
Oh, absolutely. And there are multiple grounds on which she can make this claim. Some are better than others, not only the First Amendment, but the, you know, arguably, some people are trying to argue the Religious Freedom Restoration Act also provides additional rights to her as a result. To be quite honest with you, this is going to be one of those cases that until it's, you know, worked through the courts when she appears in, you know, and depending on what happens with the contempt and how long they hold her. Remember, one of the things about a contempt of court citation is it's not something that you can just be bailed out for. And so depending on where this case goes, we're going to have a court weigh in on the issue. And then when that court weighs in on it, that decision will be appealed and we will start getting a standard that can evolve for how it relates to at least government-elected employees. Then you may have appointed government employees. Then you may have private business cases that come along. But we are going to continue to have a different kind of patchwork litigation that occurs related to this issue.
And you mentioned that Kim Davis's lawyers had applied to federal courts, to the Supreme Court, asking for relief, I think was the technical word. They said no, at least not for right now. Is this something that federal courts are going to want to touch?
No, and state courts don't want to touch it either. And they don't have the authority to be able to touch it. Politicians are weighing in, but they're using it largely for their own symbolic purposes, right? And so that's why it's playing out in the court of public opinion. That's why you're having the protesters and the supporters of Kim Davis, you know, outside the courtroom, and you're going to continue to see this momentum build, because this is something that our society is going through. Sometimes I think we have this fear of great constitutional debates like this, when the reality is our democracy is strong enough to handle this. We're just going to have to let it play itself out.
Kimmy, thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
You betcha. Take care.
That's Kimmy King, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of North Texas, talking about the latest in the Kentucky marriage license saga.